go to Beirut now and our correspondent Fran McNulty. Fran, news emerging from southern Lebanon about an Israeli strike on a municipal building in Bint Jebel. What can you tell us about what's been happening in the south of the country this morning?
Well, there's been heavy fighting down there on the ground, but in the air as well. And this particular strike, it's now a familiar story in this war in South Lebanon. This municipal building, Rachel, is where civil defence and firefighters, ambulances gather. They rest, they restock, refuel, and head out to help people who are injured in the strikes. But it in itself was struck, and 10 firefighters, we are told, who were in the building waiting to go out on rescue missions have been killed. A number of other people injured, and that death toll could rise because the rubble around the building has been flattened. It still hasn't been removed fully. And we've seen this story on a regular basis. Estimates of anywhere between 115 to 145 rescue workers have been killed. And that sort of approach has been roundly criticised consistently through this war. And it's just an indication of how heavy some of the air strikes in the south have been and how targeted they are.
Israel also saying this morning that it has sent another military division to southern Lebanon. What's that likely to mean?
That means that this limited incursion that they told UNIFIL that they were going to put together is unlikely to be limited, Rachel, to put it quite frankly, because they are pushing further and further all the time. And as they push further in, the resources get stretched. So if they are to continue to move, we're going to see more troops being brought in order to hold positions. That's the key here. They are moving in and taking out villages and towns. They're trying to clear them. I spoke to one man in Beirut here last night whose house is down there and it was totally flattened. It's gone. And if Israel goes in and Israeli army troops are on the ground and they clear an area, they have to maintain that then, otherwise Hezbollah will quite likely move in yet again. And the other thing is that given the depth of Hezbollah's involvement down there and their infrastructure, some of that fighting and some of those airstrikes are very, very heavy.
Have there been any developments, Fran, in this standoff between UNIFIL, the peacekeeping force in southern Lebanon, and the Israeli military?
And not that we've heard of at this point in the day, Rachel. It is really a diplomatic incident which is unlikely to go away anytime soon. UNIFIL will be slow to walk away. We know they've done it before, but they seem pretty determined. And even if we listened to their spokesperson on Morning Ireland this morning saying that they were considering sending a convoy in, we know from our military sources that the troops, the Irish peacekeepers who are there, are on ration packs at the moment. Now, we're told they have enough food for a couple of weeks. But if this situation is to continue and Israel is not going to remove its troops as it has been asked to do and remove those tanks, then the Irish peacekeepers who are there have nowhere to go. So the possibility is, I understand, that there may be some level of negotiation, even if Israel doesn't withdraw, around a UN convoy going in to bring in supplies to that outpost and not withdrawing, but bringing supplies in so that really, quite frankly, the troops can have a slightly better existence, because eating ration packs for a period of weeks, while any soldier is used to doing it and willing to do it, it's not a very pleasant experience.
Also in the last few minutes, Fran, the US President Joe Biden has been commenting on the Middle East on the first anniversary of the Hamas attacks. What's he been saying?
It's interesting, Rachel. He said that whilst it was, you know, an important and a poignant day for Israel, it was also a dark day for Palestinians. The president said far too many civilians have suffered too much during this year of conflict. And he's talking about, he put it in context, he said it's a dark day for Israel, but it will also be a dark day for the Palestinian people because of the conflict Hamas unleashed on that day. It's an interesting comment and position for him to take. The US has said this a couple of times. They've talked about ceasefires, but as President Macron in France has said, you can't send weapons and at the same time call for ceasefires. So it leaves the US in an interesting position 3 weeks out of an election. The president can use language like this. He's not depending on re-election. It would be interesting to hear if either of the presidential candidates were willing to go that far as they approach polling day.
Fran McNulty in Beirut. Many thanks for that.